He's okay, on. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Hi, Bob.
Great.
Much better.
Okay, yes. Excellent. Okay, go. Go, Bob.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you for this report. And the Elections Committee is bringing two motions before you. The first one is extremely time-sensitive, and the other one is pretty urgent for Joy Williams to complete her planning process for the elections. The first one concerns airtime immediately during the nomination period, the 30-day period that begins tomorrow, to alert the listeners that there is an election going on and how they can participate both as voters and as candidates. Now, in 2009, the PNB adopted a complex and very detailed policy without seeking any input from the Elections Committee, and several election supervisors have since said that it contained highly impractical requirements for large quantities of airtime on voter education, and indeed much of it was never implemented in the last two elections. So in 2012, the Elections Committee proposed motions to scale back these specific quantitative requirements, but the PNB never took any action. So at its June 1st, 2015 meeting, the Elections Committee passed a motion that acknowledges and supports the idea that it's very important for the listeners to become well-informed about the election process and the deadlines, but that recommended amendments to the 2009 policy to make the mandates realistic. And so let me read the first motion as follows. In order to simplify requirements for on-air time during LSB elections so that they are clear and manageable, be it resolved that Section 3 of the 2009 Pacifica Foundation LSB election policy be amended to strike the current paragraphs 2 through 5 and replace them with the following. 1. General information cards by the National Election Supervisor, 2 at 30 seconds and 2 at 60 seconds for a total of 4 such airings per day, will be broadcast in the morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight throughout the nomination period. Where a station airs programming in a language other than English, cards will be made available in that language. Number 2. Each program that is at least 1 hour in length shall include an election tutorial of 4 to 5 minutes prepared by the National Election Supervisor on 2 separate days during the nomination period. If all or a significant part of the program is broadcast in a language other than English, the tutorial will be made available in that language. So that's the motion. Now, for context, let me read you the relevant parts of the 2009 policy that this affects. First, the part that we're not proposing be changed, but just to give you a context, it begins, to ensure the greatest amount of listener participation in local station board elections, it is mandatory that program directors and general managers air carts at all 5 stations in the nomination period to adequately inform our listeners about how they can self-nominate, what the duties of an LSB member are, how the LSB interfaces with station management and staff, both paid and unpaid, etc. And then it goes on to give what in that policy was 6 60-second cards and 6 30-second cards per day. So that's the first change, is from a total of 12 cards a day to a total of 4 cards a day. The next change was that the original policy required individual programmers or groups of programmers to air, to produce themselves and air a 15-minute tutorial on the election that would be played and repeated once. And so we're recommending that be changed to a national, an NES recorded document that would then be 4 to 5 minutes, not 15. And then finally, just as to a question that was raised just now about records, we're not proposing any change to the current policy, which reads, logs of all programming, including incidental carts, shall be maintained, including each time an election card is aired. Archived programs should include these cards so that the fact that they were aired can be verified if needed. So that's a proposal on the background. I can now take questions.
Stack, Benito.
So this is Benito from PFW in D.C. you know, time and again, one of the most, well, we've had, well, let me start again. Time and again, we've had problems with every election, and I, at almost every station, if not every station, where for whatever mysterious reasons, certain carts of certain candidates get aired much more frequently than others, and some might not even get aired at all. Or some only get aired at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, what kind of, you know, safeguards are being put in place to try to correct that?
Okay, let me clarify that this motion we're bringing at this time does not in any way address candidate carts. This only addresses general information carts about the election process that are only played during the 30 days of the nomination period. We will come back to the board very soon with a recommendation on the question you're addressing, which has been a problem. We are well aware of that, and we will come up with a proposal of how to remedy that, but not today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was my question. I wanted him to clarify the what he's talking about now versus the candidates' carts.
Teresa? No, I'm sorry. Adriana is first.
Hi, Bob. Thank you. That was addressed a little bit by the national election supervisor. But I think that is part of the policy, and it's an obligation that we need to preserve and show that we play what we play at what time, how the cards were played, and how even the advertisement or the knowledge to our listeners about the elections is not that. They need to be preserved. We have the obligation of do that. I don't know if I'm wrong on that. That is the question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is the board ready to vote on this motion? Brian.
I wish to propose an amendment.
Okay.
Is the motion on the floor?
Yes, it is. Oh, somebody has to move it, actually. Bob can't move it. Oh, it's a committee.
Well,
committee
motion. It's a committee motion.
Okay.
Okay. I wish to strike paragraph 2. If there's a second, I'll motivate.
Okay. Go ahead. Paragraph
the paragraph
two.
That begins with the number 2.
Do they have it before that? It's general information cards by the NEA. No, that's not paragraph 2. Oh, the one each program?
Yes.
Okay. So each program that is at least 1 hour in length shall include an election tutorial of 4 to 5 minutes prepared by the NES on 2 separate days during the nomination period. If all or a significant part of the program to broadcast in a language other than English, the tutorial will be made available in that language. We had it before. No. Blue. But which section is it? Committees?
Committee reports.
Okay. Committee reports. Okay. Number 6.
Can I tell them what they have?
Mine's empty. Okay.
You have 2 pages of the old 209 policy. You have 2 pages of the old 209 policy amended, and you have the motions on 1 page. It begins, in particular, you're looking at a page that starts motion to amend 2009 PNB policy.
Yeah, bold on the very top, it says motion.
Okay, thank you. Brian, so your motion is to amend the second paragraph.
To strike
that
the second paragraph.
To strike it.
So it would get rid of the tutorial requirement.
Okay.
And if there's a second, I will.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motivate.
Most of our programs at my station, and I believe at all of our stations, are weekly. What that means is that you would be hearing this close to an average of every other hour for a 30-day period. Roughly 10 hours of airtime devoted to the same tutorial being played over and over and over again. I think the best way to use our airtime is to do exactly what the committee is proposing to do, which is to have carts on the air telling people elections are happening, they're eligible to run if they're members, and where to go for more information, but not to bludgeon our listeners over the head. It's like the effect on our audience of having a fun drive in terms of driving them away without raising any money.
Okay. Janet Kay?
Yeah.
We're hearing board comment on a motion right now.
So it's my understanding, Serene, please, or Bob, please correct me if I'm wrong, that paragraph 2 is saying that a 4 or 5 minute tutorial prepared by the NES be aired on 2 separate days during the nomination period. That's just 2 days. That's right. That's it.
Each program on 2 days.
I'm sorry. Am I on the staff?
Yes.
Did someone? Thanks.
Adriana? Did you not have your hand? You just flip your hand around. Okay. It's Serene.
Okay. We should keep in mind that the current policy calls for a 15-minute tutorial. Where the heck is it? They're supposed to do a 15-minute tutorial that is supposed to be played twice in the space of a month. I think 4 minutes twice a month for every one-hour program, which means you're on weekly, you're on 4 times that month, you're on for 4 hours, you can spare 8 to 10 minutes to educate your listeners.
Okay, who's next? Okay, that's all we have. Brian, you want to join the stack?
Well, I just want to point out, because this motion already strikes the existing requirement for tutorials, if my amendment prevails, there would be no requirement for tutorials. So it wouldn't revert to the 15-minute mandate. And I'd also point out that the 15-minute mandate was never implemented, and it's probably a good thing. It would be deadly.
It I'm sorry.
Okay.
And BAI is a great example to us all.
That's not acceptable.
Yes, that is not acceptable. Okay.
May I respond
to what
I think? Brian says that it's already struck. It's not already struck. We're amending to strike paragraphs 2 through 5, and folks really need to look at what we're trying to reduce here.
Right, but we have a motion here before us, which is the second paragraph specifically about the 4 to 5 minutes. Each program, that's what his motion is.
Right, but the preface to the motion says that we're proposing to strike X and replace it with Y. So even if he strikes that, we still have to agree that we're replacing it with something.
Right, okay, but he's amending what the proposal is to strike. So that's still...
Let's vote. It's not going to pass.
Okay.
Yes, it was seconded.
Point of personal...
If it doesn't clarify to me, it's the last one. Go
ahead. I don't know whether it was mentioned, though, that the existing policy, the tutorials have to be prepared by programmers, right? Whereas this is prepared by the NES.
It's also 3 times as long.
Okay.
Chair.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yes, please.
So we have expired time for this agenda item. We extended for 30 minutes, including the 15 minutes for public comment. So we have expired our own time.
Okay. Does anybody wish to extend?
Move to extend for another 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Were you not recognizing me?
Yes, I did. I said Serene. And George, please, wait till you're called on.
He always confuses us. Okay. So I would move. I'm moving to not. I want to extend for specific things and specific times. I'm moving to extend not on the amendment, but on the main motion, part 2.
You can't divide it that way. We have to,
I cannot.
We're out of
that was my question when I said I'm moving to amend specific things for specific times.
I know that's what you said. We're saying that we are at time for this entire item. What I'm saying is, anyone going to move to first extend time for the entire item? If not, we're done.
I move to extend 15 minutes to finish with the motion and 10 minutes to deal with public comment before we break for lunch. We have public comment after this, do we not?
Bob, just to be clear, this is the most pressing motion, the only pressing motion?
Yes, the one about bulk rate mailing of booklets and ballots could wait. It would be preferable for Joy's planning if it was done today, but it could wait.
No, that will have to wait. Okay. So 15 minutes for this motion, the motion in its entirety, which includes amendments to it. Is there any? Okay, you second. Are there any objections to 15 minutes?
I'm sorry. What about the public comment? I had said 15 and 10.
Oh, so 25?
Yeah. But in that... My statement was... Thank you, John. You got it. 15 for the motion, 10 for public comment.
Okay, so 15. So we have 17? We have 17... minutes left for discussion and 10 for public comment. Is that correct?
No. So what would happen is if you're extending for 15 minutes.
Sorry.
We did. And so...
So then it's not over then. So why we even... I thought someone said we were out of time.
We are out of time.
Can we allow... Yeah, she's backtracking.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Say
okay,
again.
Brenda, give us what time you're talking about. No, not the minutes. Give us a time. What time, if we extend for 15 minutes, what time is our time up?
So if we extend for 15 minutes, we would be done at...
Just the board discussion vote and everything.
We'd be done at 12:45.
Okay, and then what time is public comment?
We have 10 minutes allocated.
No, so at 12:45 is public comment.
And then
12:55. The whole thing is over. Okay. Are we all clear on what we're voting on?
25 minutes from now, we go to lunch. 10 minutes before that, the public take over.
Okay, so let's continue with the stack on this motion. At 12:45, we will vote on the whole thing.
Point of order?
We have an amendment right now.
Point of information.
I'm sorry. Is there any objection to that extension? No, hearing and seeing no objection. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Okay, so we're going to continue the discussion on the Brian's amendment.
Point of information, please.
Yes, sure.
I just want to say that we have been bandying about that we are repealing paragraphs 3, 4, and 5, or 2, 3, and 4, and I believe that we are actually repealing subparagraphs 2, 3, and 4 of Section 3 of the policy. And my question is the recording secretary aware of that distinction?
Can you repeat that again, please?
We are not repealing paragraphs 2, 3, and 4 of the policy. We are repealing subparagraphs 2, 3, and 4 of Section 3 of the policy.
No, I'm sorry.
If it's recorded improperly, we will be repealing things we're not intending to repeal.
That's correct.
Point of information.
Okay, I got you.
This is Bob. Can I clarify a point on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
As the motion says, it also includes repealing paragraph 5 under point 3 or section 3, which currently requires a one-hour national report from management and boards and a one-hour local report from management.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it lurking underneath the policy. It's not paginated correctly.
I'm sorry. Can I tell people what pages to look at?
Yes, you may.
Okay, at the to look at the original policy and the changes we're making. It says Pacifica Foundation Local Station Board Election Policy. Adopted by the PNB, April 25th, 2009. And it says page 2 of 1, but because of the strikeouts, it actually flows onto three pages. So It begins, paragraph one begins with the job description. Paragraph two, it is the responsibility of. Paragraph three, to ensure the greatest amount. And within that paragraph three are where the eliminations and the replacements are occurring. And you can see the ones that we're removing because of the strike-throughs, and the language we are replacing is in bold and italics. Got it?
Okay, thank you. Okay, so is everyone kind of clear enough to vote on Brian's amendment? George.
I want to make an amendment to Brian's amendment.
Okay.
So Brian's amendment says there shall be no carts played during the one-hour shows.
Tutorial
carts played during the one-hour show. Right. I would like to modify that there should be one in that one-month period instead of two, so we'd have half as many. Basically, I take your point. It is boring to hear them. On the other hand, people typically tune in to a few shows, and if they only hear it once a month, it's not that big a deal. And I think we need to balance the need, especially in this election, to reach out and pull in as many people as we can. Okay. And I think it's probably the case that if it's something playing on a show you're listening to, you're more likely to hear it. So that's the sense of my amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I need a second for that.
Second.
Okay, so are we ready to vote on that? Okay. Oh, John?
Is that an amendment or a substitution? Because one says no tutorials, one says one tutorial. I think it's
a Second Amendment. Does anybody disagree?
Well, it's a second.
Robert.
His motion was to strike the paragraph, and George is suggesting that the original motion be amended to say one versus two. So I think it's a substitute motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then, okay, no. Okay, so I will go along. Yes, Brian? Is it parliamentary?
Is it debate?
I have to decide whether I think this is a substitute motion. I will defer and say this George's is a substitute motion. Well, it's a substitute motion to Brian's that instead of striking that it be reduced to one instead of two. So, okay, is everyone clear? Okay, all those. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
I would just encourage folks to vote against this. I'm a programmer. I get freaked out by the board telling the programmers in our network what to put in their shows. I'm also cognizant of the fact that we produce a number of shows that are syndicated to affiliates who do not get to participate in our elections. So when Mitch Jezerich feeds out Letters in Politics on AudioPart and on the KU satellite, are we telling him that it has to include a five-minute tutorial on our elections?
No, we're saying someone has to edit.
Okay. Adriana?
I call the question.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Okay. Well, you still now we, that call, that calls for a new vote. Is there who's in favor of calling the question? Takes two-thirds. I mean, you'll probably get that. Okay.
Fifteen. Yes.
All those opposed? Two. All those abstaining? One. Okay, so we're going to call the question. If everyone is clear on George's substitute motion, all those in favor of George's substitute motion, you're not clear? Okay. If you are looking at what is being amended and proposed, it's the tutorial, and it's once instead of twice. One instead of two.
The
so
motion
will only be number three or sub paragraph three.
No, can I explain?
Okay, Serene.
Benito. The committee recommended two plays of the four-minute piece. Brian says none. George says one.
So if you support...
But George's is the only one on the floor right now.
Right. So if you support either the original two or the zero, then don't vote for the one.
Yes, Steve.
I apologize for being out for most of this debate, so I abstained from this recent vote. But the question I'd like to ask is, has anyone suggested while I was out that these tutorials be broadcast at the ends of... The stations own the last 5 minutes of every hour. Why can't they be broadcast at the end of a program? There'd be no issue about sending it out to other stations because they wouldn't send it out. It wasn't part of the program.
The positioning of when within the hour is not specified, just that it has to be within the hour. That could be a separate motion.
No, don't encourage that.
Okay, I'm not... I'm just saying that's not part of this motion
but
at this
Brian's,
time.
Brian's objection was that, number one, it interferes with the programmer's control over the time of his program, and number two, if it goes out to other stations,
we already voted to vote, so I'm sorry it's too late to take any more amendments, but that wasn't his only objection, Steve. So
seems very dumb to vote on this without that issue.
Okay, so we are voting on George's substitute motion. It just changes from two to ones for the tutorial. Okay, we're in the middle of a vote. Go. What are you doing? What is that?
Yes. Yes.
Vote.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta. Argueta passes. Burden. Burden, yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown, no. Steve Brown?
Abstain.
Steve Brown, abstain. Casnave?
No.
Casnave votes no. Coleman?
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz?
Pass.
Diaz passes. Edwards Tiekert?
No.
Edwards Tiekert votes no. Fuentes?
Pass.
Fuentes passes. Coburn passes. Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
No.
Medina votes no. Norman? Norman abstain. Rabin? Rabin abstains. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Argueta, you passed?
No.
Argueta votes no. Fuentes, you passed?
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. Coburn votes no. I'm going to count.
Wait a minute.
Benito. You said you voted yes. That's what I recorded.
No, I passed.
Oh, I misunderstood. All right.
So I vote no.
Diaz votes no.
Thank you.
I have 4 yes, 11 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Brazan votes no. That's 4, 12, 4. This fails.
Okay, so now we're back to Brian's motion to strike.
Shall we call the roll?
Yes. Okay.
Alan?
No, Alan. We don't have to call the question. No.
Alan?
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Argueta?
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden?
Pass.
Burden passes. Jim Brown?
This is...
To strike the
tutorials.
Paragraph.
Zero tutorials.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown?
Abstain.
Steve Brown abstains. Casnave?
No.
Casnave votes no. Coleman?
Am I voting for Brian's motion? Yes?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If you want.
What?
No, I just want to make sure. Yes.
Yes to Brian's motion.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes?
Pass.
Fuentes passes. Coburn votes no. Mark?
Pass.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Pass.
Medina passes. Norman.
Abstain.
Norman abstains. Rabin. Rabin abstains. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Burden, you passed.
No.
Burden votes no. Fuentes, you passed.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. And Medina, you passed.
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes.
Is it closed?
The vote is 8 yes, 8 no, 3 abstain. Chair, may I have
yes.
the vote? Chair votes yes. This passes.
Nobody heard me ask the election supervisor about the website tutorial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently no one else did.
What's a website?
Yes. Okay. So now we have to vote. Is that the only? Is it?
The
there were no more
amended.
Amendments. So the motion is amended. Everybody has it before them, which is entitled "Motion
I'm
to
sorry.
Amend 2009 PMB Policy on LSB Elections Airtime Adopted by the Elections Committee 6/1/15." So the board can find the
I
page.
I have an amendment.
Okay. That the adding to general informational cards, yada yada, that the executive director shall direct each general manager or his or her designee to complete and return to the National Election Supervisor and copy the PNB Elections Committee Chair a weekly log of election related cards played.
Second.
Third.
I have it written, but I can't email it because my email is, I can't get online here. People keep trying to hack.
Okay.
It's written right here. I'll pass in my computer.
Okay. So is everyone clear? Is that a weekly log of it's traffic department, for those who have a traffic department, we do here. But anyway, it's a weekly log of these.
The NES will prepare it and, well, will be asked to prepare it and distribute it so everybody's using the same system.
Okay. Read it one more time and let's see if we're prepared to vote.
That the executive director shall direct each general manager. You know what? I'm striking that designee thing. They can designate it. We don't have to put that in the motion. Shall direct each general manager to complete and return to the National Election Supervisor and copy the PNB Elections Committee Chair a weekly log of election-related carts played.
And why not just the PNB? Just a question.
Why not why?
Why the committee chair, why not just copy the PMB?
Because I figure the election committee is monitoring airplay and so on and so forth. The PMB has plenty of email. I mean, they're directors. If y'all want it, y'all can have it. I don't care.
Chair, we're at time for this agenda.
Okay. So we have to vote on her on Serene's amendment.
Time is up.
Time is up. Okay. So all those in favor of Serene's amendment?
Get those hands up, people. No, we don't.
No.
We don't have to.
Fifteen yes.
Any opposed? Oh, I could have asked. No objections. I didn't think. One abstention. Two abstentions. Okay. So.
You have to take a roll call when it's open session, because otherwise people can't tell how they're.
No, we don't have to,
okay,
but.
We're not open for public comment. Just move on.
Okay. So now we are. No, there were.
Thank
yes.
you.
Okay. And then, so now we have public comment.
Wait, we have to take the whole motion as amended.
That's right. Okay, so this has been amended a couple of times. And so Brian's motion to strike that second paragraph, so that second paragraph is no longer there, and we have the traffic amendment by Serene. So all those in favor of the motion as amended? Is there any objection? One. Okay. So So now we have to vote. Take a roll call for this one. This is the main motion.
Call.
Alan. You can't do that during the vote, Teresa. I'll oppose it.
Alan.
Yes.
Your vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alan votes yes. Argueta? Sorry?
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden?
I'll have to pass. I don't have a
Burden passes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown?
Abstain.
Steve Brown abstains. Casnave?
Casnave votes yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Abstain.
Norman abstains. Rabin.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Burden, you passed?
I'll have to abstain.
Burden abstains. Okay, one moment.
Yes, I'd like to. This is Jim. Jim Brown? Yes, I'd like to change my vote to abstain.
Jim Brown abstains. Where are you? So I have 14 yes, 1 no, 4 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazan votes yes. That's 15 yes, 1 no, abstain, 4. This passes.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Carolyn.
Thank you. Is it possible for, while Bob is still on Skype, for members to ask questions, not members
yes,
of the board?
Yes, we have public comment.
And he'll be on Skype for that?
Yes, he's still on the call. Bob, you're still on the call, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we're going to go into public comment. Great, okay, so they may have questions. And Teresa, it's not yet until after public comment. Your lunch question? It's not appropriate.
So
we won't disband it. I'm going to entertain your question. I oppose it, but I will entertain it. Thank you.
How many? We have 10 minutes.
Okay. Anyone line up if you have any public comment? Your time is running out. Is there anyone want public comment? Otherwise, if there's no public comment, we don't need a written list right now. We do not need a written list. Just line up, please. There are very few of you, so just line up if you have.
Okay, so I'm Virginia Browning from KPFA, and I've been on election committees in the past. Actually, I think the whole structure, I think people on this board and many other people, including candidates, should agree to join a facilitated nationwide discussion to change the structure so that we have a more, not such an unwieldy process here. I do, but we still have this structure, and because we have these votes, they're important. And I know that at our station, and I think I've heard this at other stations, people, small groups at each station, at least at ours, often obstruct these elections by one way is by preventing any kind of tutorials or things on the air. So I really didn't appreciate you guys voting down not having tutorials. They don't have to be boring. 5 minutes is not 15 minutes. 5 minutes for each show to do within about 3 months is not a lot. And you guys, I don't know, there was some other thing that you said was lurking on the end that I didn't even hear what it was. I don't think he read it. About no tutorial by the election supervisor, I'm disappointed.
Okay, Sue?
I think there should be... I think there should be job descriptions in the
in the announcements for the job of an LSB member. There was one in 2007, which was really good. I don't mean for the LSB as a whole. I mean each member. Sería ser trabajando descripciones en la
su candidatura.
And the promos or carts of announcements of any kind of station business, the elections or anything, they get squeezed out by the shows, and that needs to be addressed by everybody, management, the shows that don't want to let go of their last 2 minutes on the air for some kind of promo already. And at KPFK, when we're pitching in Spanish, then we switch to English. We get a small flurry of pledges coming in just because we switch to English. Thanks.
Okay, so next is William. It's William Israel Daniel. Who is this? Tracy and Lawrence. So just start walking up when it's going to be your turn, please.
Hello, William Hairwagon from WBAI. If I read fast enough, I'll get to direct election-related stuff. I've twice mentioned the three BAI directors who stand up to receive thanks for keeping WBAI afloat. In hurrying, I failed to say it's GM Bertold Reimers who's keeping it afloat. He is, I don't agree with everything he does, but he is forced to use previous money-making premiums, unlike the time when we had real program directors Samori Marksman and Bernard White who sought out meaningful items as premiums. And then Steve Brown, who's here in the room, colleague from New York LSB, described as junk mail king, seems to have most or all WBAI and perhaps Pacifica member email addresses, which may have been used to spread rumors and suggestions about program director Bernard White, including suggesting people should have hit Mr. White with a baseball bat. While wasn't there a recent news item about an arrest?
Okay, you're at time, William.
Firing?
Sorry.
What?
You're at time. We're doing 1 minute because we only have 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, no.
I wish I would have.
My apologies,
that.
I didn't announce it. Okay, Israel. And then Daniel after that.
Yes, I'm in accord with the first comment that we need a fundamental reevaluation of our whole process. As I recall the uncivil civil war we had here in Pacifica like a decade ago, I recall three sort of slogans: democracy, transparency, accountability. Well, democracy is more than just voting in a superficial manner. Two of the complaints that I've heard over the years and felt myself is, how do you tell what these people really stand for? They're simply just hard to tell. And a lot of the real issues are never even brought up by the descriptions of the candidates or in the debates. So there needs to be something to change, make that more transparent and more clear who the people are and what they stand for. And secondly, the whole matter of money, the whole role of money, which is a concern in our national elections, has never come up. So when you have two factions, as we've had in recent elections, each putting out mailings and our advertising, this further confuses most people that I know, again, who don't know what the issues are. So unless these issues are
dealt
with,
Daniel,
and they should
up.
Be
yeah.
in terms of strategic
Thank
planning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Daniel from KPFA. A lot of our shows, we talk about national elections. They are, you know, capitalist parties versus capitalist parties. We talk about them and consider them exciting. And now, our own election, boring. Now, don't we as a network promote speech for the people, people power, speaking for the wretched of the earth, the working class? etc. And here, this is our election. This is how we, democracy is part of people power. And it doesn't have to be boring. Let's not consider it boring. This can be a form of education. This is how we do things, how we should be doing things, and let's do it.
Thank you, Tracy.
Well, you know, as a point of accuracy, you're stating that the 2009 mandate was never enforced. It actually was in that year that it was passed. I know I participated in a couple of those bylaws tutorials. Most of the weekly shows at my station, they did them. I understand some of the daily programmers might not have done them. But there were a lot of bylaws tutorials that aired. And I don't want to rub it in or anything, and that this is not what I'm saying, but I am saying that the faction that is now getting rid of this is the faction that lost that election, big time. Might not have been a coincidence. So I think you guys have to look at your own behavior here. You're clinging on to power. Your terms are basically expired, all of you. And you're eradicating election transparency. I think that looks like kind of what it is. You should knock it off.
Lawrence?
Thank you. So one of my concerns has to do with programmers and the fair campaign provisions of the elections. And I want the ED to particularly hear this. As a candidate, I've been attacked twice by prominent personalities at KPFK who are programmers. So, and nothing was done. Basically, they were not called on it. They were not called to the rug on it. And I know that that probably happens at other stations as well. So I'm hoping that Joy is also still listening on stream, that she also act proportionately and swiftly in terms of sanctioning those programmers who use their airtime to attack people who they don't particularly agree with politically.
You are a candidate. Okay. Michael Novick.
And that's right. Yeah, quickly, I think it's unfortunate that the board made it an all or nothing. I think George's idea of splitting the difference between nothing and 2-1 was the logical, normal process of compromise between people with differing opinions. I would urge the management and the NES to make sure that there are tutorials available for those programs who want to air them, and that people think about how to get them aired. I also would ask that the NES and the ED have the general managers post at the station the names of all staff members that they recognize promptly, so that those lists can be corrected as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you. And thank you all for your public comment. So we have one more item, which is lunch. And Teresa?
Yes. I'm sorry. I move that we conduct business through lunch, if you would like me to motivate.
You may.
The very least we could do, we could cover the bulk item that elections is, or we could deal with the fact that we have a motion that was sent to the PNB. We couldn't discuss it during the ED's report, and it has to do with affiliates and underwriting.
Okay, that's a separate item. We're only doing lunch. Okay, so what
Madam
we can
Chair,
do is instead
Chair,
of...
I have another motion.
Oh, Bob, are you still on the call? Did you want to...
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. Did you want to respond to any of the public comment?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have a
motion. So I move that we
I'm
work
sorry,
through
Steve
lunch.
Is trying to
Hi,
speak.
Bob.
Hello.
Steve?
I have a motion. I move that we work through lunch and that we go into executive session and take up the items that we could not deal with this morning.
Okay. So we can't go into executive session, or we shouldn't, because we have announced to the public that we're going to be holding public session, and we have an executive session scheduled for tomorrow. And at every – before you go – before – okay. And before – yes, because we're over time, then what we announced as being open session was at 11 o'clock and on open session. So, you know, we're running behind on actually open session stuff. But anyway, and executive session. The executive session is tomorrow morning. We can continue then. As happens at every PMB meeting, there are people who have to leave early. It happens every single meeting for as long as I can think. And, you know, but anyway, we will be meeting tomorrow in executive session, and we will continue in open session today. But what's on the floor right now is a working lunch. And does anybody want to propose a shorter lunch or something instead? Yes, Brian.
My substitute is that we restrict lunch to half an hour.
Okay, but not work on our paper.
Correct.
Okay.
It never
happens. Yes. Okay.
People get up to get meals.
Okay. So let's just go get the get our lunch and eat quickly. Don't take a long time.
You do need to take a vote on it.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Just because I favor that, right? Okay. So all those in favor of Brian's substitute.
Are there objections?
And there's a, she needs a second.
I second.
Okay. Brenda seconds. She, meaning our secretary, she is correct. Okay, are there any objections? Oh, God, the gallery. Are there any objections to the motion to restrict our lunch to half an hour? Okay, without objection, that's what we're going
to
do.
Tell them what time to come back.
1:03.
Half an hour.
1:34. 1:34, the open... And listen... The listener members who are present here are welcome to join us. There is plenty of food.